Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
This is Sonic, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yeah, care of love, brown sugar. About to set it like, yeah, yeah, y'all, yeah, yeah, y'all, yeah, yeah, y'all. Adjust my mic so I can touch it up right quick. Show them how Brooklyn do, you know what I mean? Listen, yo, let's start it up. Let's get it flowing. Let's make a move. Let's get it going. I know it's feeling like everything you want, don't it? And you've been waiting your whole life for one moment. Well, baby, here it is. You better step to it. I know you're ready, right? Then, baby, let's do it. Move your neck to it. Put your arms and legs next to it. Then put whatever else is left to it. See, you're all in. Now you about to rock them. Got your focus, man. Now they got a problem. Who you talking to? Some right there. The man in the mirror. I see him quite clear. Do your thing. Yes, work it out, dog. Open up their minds. Be about yours. Silence everyone who ever try to doubt yours. Get your mind right. Keep your sound raw. Heavy bass, man. Make it bounce more. Make them feel it from the ceiling to the ground floor. How it sound, y'all. I know it's crazy, right? I know it's crazy tight. Don't ever take me light. It's Cab Love, y'all. And that's what's up, y'all. I beat game. I know exactly what you want, y'all. I make it jump, y'all. So put them up, y'all. Brown sugar Brooklyn is about to jump off.
You got to give it to me. You need to give it to me. You better give it to me. Give it to me.
Brown sugar, leave the ground shook up. Got the world sweating like fiends without cook up.
You know you really wanna
give it to me.
You better
give it to me.
You got to
give it to me. Give it
brown sugar. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. A steady rocking like this.
It's like one, two,
bring it to the fold. That brother Gabby Gav is here, so let him know. This for my hustlers, this for my scramblers,
scramblers.
This for my sexy mommies,
sexy mommies.
For everybody,
everybody.
Banging at any party, and watch them rock to it, bounce and pop to it. This here's top music, Duke, I'm not losing. You need to stop fooling, I know the game very well, boy, I'm not stupid. Sharp and smart moving, applying a heart to it. Team here to get the ghetto blocks moving. And after rocking them, the porch and backyard's moving. Keep it cracking, cause I love the way that y'all do it.
You got to give it to me,
you need to
give it to me.
You better
give it to me, give it to me.
Brown sugar. Sugar, leave the ground shook up. Observe the way how we make it sound. Put up like you got the
hit it to me.
You need the
hit it to me.
You got the
hit it to me.
Get ground shook up. Lick your lips to it. Work your hips to it. Instead of rocking like this.
Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby. Damn, baby.
Get it out my mind. Give it up, mind. Know that you're down to ride.
Hit the dance floor and bounce your hide. You got the bounce of mine, and let me know when you're down the slide. I'll tell Ad to swing around the ride. I'll show you how I will grind. I make it splash like a thousand times. I'm like the stars falling out the sky. Save most. Block go, make your waist get close. Make it green get smoke. Make it cat get stroke. Me and Slay make the track get dope. We stay set and pace in the race. Now let's go.
Come on, baby, won't you give it to me? Make it hot, baby, cold to be. Brown sugar, baby, give it to me. Brown sugar, won't you give it to me? Come on, baby, won't you give it to me? Make it hot, baby, cold to be. Brown sugar, baby, give it to me.
It's like one, two, three into the four. Brooklyn is running the show. Let them know. For my scramblers, my gamblers, my dirty money handlers, my jugglers, my hustlers, professional or amateur. Woo.
Give it to me.
Come on.
Give it to me.
Give it
to me.
I got to get it all. You got to get involved. You ain't got it to give. You got to get along.
Give it to me.
Come on.
Give it to me.
What?
Give it to me.
Yeah, and if you holdin' it, I'll make you let go of it. And I might get it till my getting days is over with. And why not, love? Look what you got, love. You get me all charged up, it took me to stop, what?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, mommy, why you playing with me? Fix your face,
what
run your waist, face, stay with me.
Sugar, won't you give it to me? Come on, baby, won't you give it to me? Make it hot, make it cold to be. Brown sugar, baby, give it to me. Brown sugar, won't you give it to me? Come on, baby, won't you give it to me?
Already. Look, man, I can't even wait for this song to finish, man. I'm excited about poetry. Y'all got me hyped. Y'all in the inbox. I'm just going to let that play a little bit in the background. This is Renaissance Poetry. I'm your host, Keith Eric. Ever ready to get it in? I got my sisters. You got Sister Taraji. We got Kimbrella the Hurricane on the event page. They ready to get it in. I'm just really excited about poetry. Had an awesome weekend with a lot of my Epiphany family. We got to kick it. We got to chop it up. Glad to see y'all in the building. And I just can't even play with y'all. The energy is really that crazy. And, man, I'm so ready to hit these phones, but I got to say what I got to say. If you're brand new to Renaissance Poetry, if this is your first time being here, we like to say, bring your best shit. And when we say bring your best shit, we're not trying to say come in here and impress us with something. We want you to be impressed with your own shit. Bring that energy, that fire piece, that piece of poetry that you've been wanting to read so bad, bring it here. That's what we want. Because we want to be able to reciprocate that energy. We want that type of energy in the building. We're guaranteed to give that back to you. Now, as far as anything else, if you've got questions about, well, what can I spit here? You know, this is the type of place where I got to have this. Y'all have these. No, we don't have no questions for you. You can spit what you want. This is an open platform. You want to sing, do that in your piece. You want to rap, do that in your piece. Whatever it is, bring it here. That's how we get down. Now, without further ado, I got to go to the first caller because I'm done playing with y'all. We're going to hit the number one caller in the building. We got 240. Let's see who made it.
Gab, what's up, homie?
Yo! Can't even be surprised. Can't even be surprised who's number one in the motherfucking building. Yo, man, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer doing what he do, man.
Yeah, man. How you feeling, man? How you feeling, man?
Yo, good, man. Glad to be back in the building. Glad to see all my people here kicking it with me, pressing one. I got a lot of people in the queue already. They ready to get it in. I know they want to hear some poetry tonight, man. How have you been?
Fantastic, brother. Fantastic, bro. I've been doing a little gardening and stuff like that, growing me some squash and whatnot. But, yeah, man, life is good. Life is good.
Already. Got your green thumb and your poetry thumb working. I ain't mad at you, man.
Yeah, man.
I see you already. You thumbing out these metaphors in the inbox already. So, you know, you already ready to get it in. So.
Yes, sir.
Man, so I'm going to let you do what you came to do, brother, man. I'm ready for it tonight. So you got it, man. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
All right, y'all. Birth of a nation on list. The KKK still exists, barely disguised as a Republican, passing flawed laws to rub you thin. The poll numbers tell me how many are racist. They're electing the people whose policy is baseless. The politically correct are refusing to face this blatant skin war that never ended, the cases of cops killing brothers but won't shoot to save kids. Gunning down parishioners, gunning down students, gunning down shoppers who just want to get some food, running down a dead tag without hesitation to shoot, ignoring all the red flags because of Amendment Number 2, gunning down a movie theater where first dates get their groove on, gunning down parades on the 4th of July. I spit my poems in truth. Forget that Hippocratic oath and swearing not to do no harm. Doctors can't be doctors except they have to move on. Investigating a life, they say, while new laws refuse to remove harm. They're trying to make it easier to actually remove y'all. The Supreme Court is now the new grand wizard. Bullshit laws are rolling in just like a fucking blizzard. The media, right or left, are op-editing like we are retards. Are we tired? Yes, we are, and this country needs a restart. Democrats draped in Republican clothing. Ask yourself this question. Why are they not voting? for gun laws, for women's rights, for civil rights. Who's joking to filibuster anything that'll give us so sliver of hope? Yet they blame the citizens for their pain and accuse them for not coping. The Constitution, so it seems, is taken as it's written. The only thing that means to me that we were never written. That's an archaic past participle right. In the past, all the power principles were white. Again, I ask, is this nation worth the fight? Birth of a nation on a list. You're motherfucking right. Unlawful Lazarus, no matter what your status is, killing folks and glad they did. The right to vote no longer is. The rich still own the pyramid. They're doing what the pharaohs did. Writing by literal hieroglyphs. The mentality of running shit. Shot 60 times is just as blind. Question the proclaimed white nationalist. Birth of a nation on a list. Peace.
That's how you start the motherfucking show. Joe, that's what I'm talking about, man. I knew you was coming with some shit. I knew you was about to come in here and beat the brakes off the mic.
You said, I appreciate that, brother.
Powerful shit, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You definitely hit on all the hot topics that's been going on right now. You know, the laws that were passed against abortion, how you talked about how both of these parties seem to be connected, the Democrats acting like Republicans. You pointed out how, you know, these new laws, they said trying to make it easier to remove y'all and the doctors. They can't be doctors. They filibuster anything that gives us a sliver of hope. The Constitution was written, but we were never writ in. Unlawful Lazarus, no matter what the status is. You know, shot 60 times, it's just as blind, bro. You just covered the whole gamut, man. You covered the whole gamut, man. And that definitely makes me think, you know, and that's what these pieces are supposed to do, make us think of what's been going on. It reminds us that with all the progress we've had, we're still stagnant. We still haven't really moved. That line is moving with us. They keep making sure that they keep us just a few steps behind with everything they do. Tough piece, man.
Absolutely. Thank you, brother.
Already appreciate you bringing that to the show, man. I hope that you can stick around, keep kicking it with us, man, and keep showing love on your big page. Just let us know what you think, man.
All right, most definitely, brother. I will do that. Thank you.
Bet. No doubt, man. Appreciate you coming through.
Absolutely.
Already. That was Joe, the verbal, doing his motherfucking thing on the mic. So we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We got 973 in the building.
Yo, what's going on? Renaissance poet.
What's
Keith
happening?
Eric. Happening, bro?
Man, look, I'm excited. I still got that same energy, man. You know, it was definitely a good vibe being able to kick it, you know, with my Epiphany people up there, man. Definitely enjoy that energy. Glad you were able to make it back to the show.
Yes, sir, man. That energy is amazing, man. It felt so good, all of us being in one space, one place, man. Just doing what we do, and the love is real, man. I love it.
Real talk, man. It's good to kick it with you, man. And
likewise,
I hate that you went out there for the cipher, man. You know, it would have been dope,
man.
You know.
Thing with the cipher and the cigars, y'all was getting it in, and I'm in there, you know, and I was like, oh, I got a clone.
Look, it was organic. We didn't know it was gonna happen, man.
Yeah.
It just happened.
Yeah,
it was crazy, man. Glad you make it to the show, man. How you feeling right now?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Just like you said, man, poetry is amazing. You know, I couldn't wait to get on the mic. You know, just to come in and Joe the Verbal, man. Man, let's give it up for Joe the Verbal, man. He slayed it. Just as always, man. Always.
Always. And how that brother always end up number one, man. I was talking to MC Hilton about that. He's like, yo, man, I be trying
man,
to get in there and be number one, man. He just got that down to a science, man.
Bro, I was just saying,
whatever number you got to hit to be up in here, if it's
right.
If, on 59 and impressed. I don't know what it is, but Joe ended up in this piece, man.
Man, I just knew that I beat him, man. I was like, no, I'm going to beat Joe tonight. I'm going to beat Joe tonight. And I put it, but, you know, hey, he quick on the draw, man. You know, I hats off to Joe the Verbal.
He is, man. But, yeah, man, happy to see you here, man. I'm going to hold you, man. I know you can to be your thing, too.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, man. Excited.
All righty. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you, bro. This piece is called Thoughts Unimaginable. Baby, I want you to massage my thoughts until my ideas have thoughts. So when I birth a new creation, those melanin lips will have spoken words much stronger than my emotions. Compel me to run through brick walls, because I'll be sliding in and out of your walls. When you use cocoa butter to heal my mind's muscles, I want the purest form of coconut oil to anoint me in all the places that you deem worthy to be rubbed. As you use your eyes to search for missing elements, I'm no longer robbed, or nothing else from my intellectual property can be stolen, because your kiss has copyrighted, protected all the important data you've touched with your bare hands. You created a brand new Adam, and I'm not like the first or the last. I'm simply a descendant of the purest power in the universe at last. I've met my match. Torn from my rib, and she did more than just snatch. Snatched my soul, licked my thoughts, massaged them until they themselves had ideas. Even when I'm hurting, she peers into my reality and demands no more tears. She uses shea butter to anoint me more and more, while her essence tastes like pure pineapple juice, and I want more. More of her passion to leak all over me. More of her gifts to nurture me. Show me the path as she massages my shoulders, using ice-cold words to freeze the doubters. Because I used to doubt, but she thawed my unbelief until I realized I was no longer flawed. And when she opens herself up to me, it's like making love in a warm milk coconut bath. And we tear down the walls of any unforgivable essence, so we can exist in our presence. Mother Africa looks at her, while Mother Earth marvels at her. And Mother Nature, well, Mother Nature thought she was the only one that could change an environment with storms, sure. But see, my queen has the ability to bring forth life and make the muscles of my mind lift the heaviest burdens of life. The problems rest upon my shoulders, but so do her legs as I hold her. So she makes sure my muscles recover, because the world has yet to discover that because of the volume of life she gives me, makes me a beast and I'm not to be messed with. So please leave me.
Look here, dog. You better motherfucking right. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You better motherfucking right. This man came in here. Look, give me this. What'd you say Mother Earth thought? Mother Earth thought what? She's the only one that can change the earth with storms. Is that what you said?
That's exactly what I said, bro.
Brother said, tell me to run through brick walls. I'll be running through what walls? Y'all, look, you're not fooling me. Kiss is copyrighted, created a brand new Adam. Then you said, met my match torn from the rib. I see what you did there, Adam and Adams. I see what you did there.
Thank you, bro.
She uses shea butter to anoint me. And then you got a little nasty. I ain't gonna repeat that because you think you slick. You ain't for real. Y'all think y'all slick. What's dripping on you, brother? What's dripping on you? No, it ain't lotion. I ain't playing with y'all. It ain't lotion. You talking about shea butter? It ain't lotion that's dripping. But all right, I see what y'all did. I see what you did there. I'm gonna leave it right there. I'm not gonna go no further. I'm just gonna let everybody else's imagination run because you think you slick. You ain't for real. Think y'all slick. But it's all good. Y'all keep using these churchy words. Anointed. Y'all keep using these church. Y'all not slick. I don't know what Bible y'all think y'all coming from. Y'all not. Okay. I'm just going to keep it pushing. I appreciate you coming through to the show, dog.
Appreciate you, man.
Already. That's a nice piece, man. Definitely dug that.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Hope you can stick around, man, and continue to enjoy the show. Show love on the event page. You're the epiphany. You know, you handle all the business, man. So before you bounce, go ahead and give the business out for the people that's listening.
Hey, man, thank you, bro. I appreciate you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, please join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for Romantic Sensual Saturdays with your host, yours truly, Poetic. Sunday nights, The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is the Honey Dripper 2.0 with Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, we got the Sexy Divas of Epiphany and the Erotic Love Zone. It's VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with yours truly, Poetic, and J. Rob, the Wise Son. And then next Friday will be the return of Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. Back to you, my brother.
Already. That's what I'm talking about, man. I appreciate all the love. Anything you want to put on the event page, go ahead and do that, man. And hopefully you can make it to the next show, man. Definitely appreciate you coming out.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, and I'll be there. You got it.
One
love, Mike.
One love, one Mike. That's Van, you know, also known as Poetic, coming through doing his thing, ripping the mic. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 562 in the building.
Oh, good evening, my brother.
What's going on? What's going on? Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of speaking to tonight.
I'm Samuel Rain, poet, the author, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. Everybody understand that's that guy. He came through to do his thing again. That's that guy because he gets down like that, man. I appreciate you coming back to the show, brother.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be here. You know, when this show comes on, you know, when I get an announcement that this show is coming on, I try to make sure I got everything out of the way, you know.
That's what's up, man. So that's good. Respect. That's love, and, man. Indeed.
I missed Joe by 2 minutes because I was 2 minutes late trying to log in. But one day, I'm on nipping at the wire. Yeah.
Everybody coming for Joe. Watch yourself, Joe.
Yeah,
everybody coming for just know.
I've been coming for Joe. I've been coming for Joe since I came on to Blog Talk because Joe always be first, but I got it.
Right. Look, Joe know how to protect his neck, man. He like Wu-Tang. he like Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
He protect his neck, man. He know how to get off in there, man.
Oh, yeah. No, it's that thing. I got the timing right. You know, but no, you know what? It no matter what number I am when I come into this show, I just want to be on the show. So,
that's what's up, man. Glad to hear that, man. I'm glad that you enjoy the show like that, man. And with that being said, man, I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna let you do what you came to do. So I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
Miranda. I know him and sometimes her. It reads, stop them with bullets. But that part is never read. In the small print it says, the black ones. It seems I must maintain my strength when you are the fear the truth tells me. My death is not the answer to your freedom. I got questions. Why have you canceled my right to life? Has America gotten better wanting to be white? It's just my thoughts. I can't be free when you're the only ones living it, shedding skin just to become the same you. From this lineup, let's name names. While we play wait and see, check the headlines. You'll find another one of me multiple times like target practice. Supreme Court that, these black robes giving them rights to take my life. Can you imagine not being free, ladies? Take a look back, the truth in plain sight. They say, now your body belongs to me. To see the pain coming alive, it only took 102 years for them to slave you again. I see this movie playing itself out. Is this what people are really saying? After all, no one believed 45 when he said Roe would be taken out. And now, complicated passion. You can call me what you want. But love me like you're insane. Don't water down your affection. Give in to me like you want these directions. Let me set the fire inside of you. Now imagine what I'm going to do. Feel me. Touch me. Tease me just a little. Let me in deep. I'm that complicated freak out to get it. Embrace my dare. Let me hit this right here. I'm that number 9 zodiac sign, Sagittarius. Thank you.
Bro, y'all getting in that ass about Roe versus Wade. I ain't even mad at you, man. That's what I'm talking about. My man came in just busting it up. Y'all canceled my right to life. Is America, has it gotten better with everyone trying to be white? Can you imagine not being free? Truth in plain sight. It only took 102 years to enslave you again. All these points that you're making, but you're painting the picture, man, and you're letting us, you know, see through your poetry how damaging and how, you know, just out of kilt that this stuff is. But yet they've been saying it. They've been saying what they're going to do. Nobody believed it. Nobody thought it was possible. Just like I remember, no one thought it was possible for 45 to get off in there. Everybody thought it was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
Till his ass was in there.
In there and taking charge, you know, and he's still calling shots. It's like, what?
Yeah,
so it's just one of those things, you know, we live and breathe this, you know. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, that's real, man.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate a piece like that, bro. Thanks for coming through.
Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, this is Renaissance Poetry Live on Epiphany Radio. I am Samuel Rain, Darkman Blues. Thank you.
Already. Hey, for real, you need to get that clip, brother. You just gave us a clip. Get that clip for real. I know y'all listening.
Yeah, okay,
get that clip.
Let me record that.
Already.
And, hit me up in the back channel. I'll record it and send it to you.
Already, man. Appreciate you, dog. Hope to see you next show, man. Stick around with us, man. Hit us on the event page. If you got anything you want to drop on the event page for the people, feel free to do so.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate you. And the ladies.
Oh,
don't forget the ladies. That's why I had to drop some complicated passes for them. And the ladies.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know they're looking. I know you're looking. For real, sir, he got the clip.
All right, that's cool.
Real
that's
fast cool. on the All draw, right. man. He don't be playing.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Definitely. Share the love. That's all I can tell you. That's what we do.
Indeed,
I appreciate
that's
you.
What's up. All right. I hope to catch you next time. Yeah. Holla at you.
All right. Peace.
Peace. It's complicated. Passions in the building doing his thing, showing love, man. Anybody who's listening to the show, please feel free, if you want to spit, to press 1. If you are listening through your computer and you are thinking that you want to spit, you want to call into the show. That's how you do it. You call into the show. You press 319-527-6300. And when you get into the show, you press 1 to get in the queue. I will see your number, and we're going in order here. So I'll pull you in when I get to your number. If you want to spit, feel free to do that. So we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 445 in the building.
Hey, Keith, it's La Perla Negra.
La Perla, how you doing, ma'am? How you feeling?
I'm good. It was great meeting you. Man, the energy was beautiful before y'all. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, that's what genuine, you know, energy is like. So I always appreciate that. You know, you come into a place and you don't know what it's going to be like. But, you know, when you get around the people and it's just that real, you know what I'm saying, a real appreciation for one another, man. You really can't deny that. You know, you just got to let it, you know, let it be what it is.
Absolutely. That was awesome. Yo,
it's definitely good.
I got to give a shout out to the poet that just read poetic. Joe will wake you the fuck up. And who was that? I just said quick. I forgot his name.
That was Complicated Passions just now. Yeah.
Yes. I'm definitely a fan, yo. Y'all killing Mike tonight. But definitely.
Already. You know how it gets down. People come on here and don't be playing with me. They don't be playing with y'all, and they don't be playing with themselves. Well, I don't know. I'm not
right.
going to touch that. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. This is how it is on the show. Everybody just bring that energy and we love to receive it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And I'm glad to see you here. You know, it's difficult for me to get to y'all's show during the week sometimes. If I catch a break and I call y'all, I can get in. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. But I always appreciate that y'all still find the time to come to my show and don't, you know, take it personally if I can't make it to y'all. So that's love, too.
All right, look, life happens. It happens. But I told you a long time ago, it's always open mic waiting there for you. So don't even worry about it, man. Fuck it.
Already. Already. So you know how we get down. You know, I'm not going to hold you. I know you came to do your thing, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called The Evolution of Us. I am an open book. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips as we lay under the night sky and count stars until we find one worthy of naming it. Hours. Would you let me? Surrender to us and let the worshiping of body, mind, and soul be our lovemaking session, blessed in the open, free waters while sharing sweet kisses of life. Shh. Quiet your spirit. The universe is listening, offering infinite comfort, and I want to taste your thoughts. Speak life and watch it unfold into the best you've ever experienced. Unfold. Open your mind to let me in, and I'll show you the side of life where love opens commitment to you. For always. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips so you will feel my words imprinting, seducing, and taking root in the deepest emotions you hold. This is home. So write your poems on my skin and tell my soul your story. Take pleasure where there is no shadow of intruders on your path and honor the natural way of things by allowing the stimulating vibrations in my rapture to take care of all of your needs. Know that my dowry is my heart because within it beats, when it, within its beats is peace of mind with breathing room where you can trust in a space to completely be yourself because safety isn't turned into a weapon. Just give me you because I don't want to just give you me. I want to give the most precious. Share in love with you. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips and catalog your breaths and moans of the evolution of we. And that's that piece.
Look at you stepping out here all romantic like. Already. Okay. You hit me with the softness too. I just feel like your energy just got all charming on me before you start spitting. Okay. Hell, you know? You know, because you was just talking all regular to me, and then you was like, I want to write poems on your skin. Look, I'm just saying, I know what you did there. I see what you did. You and Van, all y'all, y'all in cahoots. Y'all in cahoots, man. Look, I want to write poems on your skin with my lips. You said, count stars till we found one worthy of naming it. Quiet your spirit. The universe is listening, and I want to taste your thoughts. Open up your mind and let me in. And you said, safety can be turned into a weapon. Now, that line there, when you were talking about being, you know, his safe space, but you were talking about how it can be turned into a weapon. Now, that was a sharp line because it stuck out. It stuck me. That is real. There's so many men that can attest to that. You open up to a woman and you tell her something heartfelt, something personal, and she can stab you with it. She can turn that and sharpen its edge and give it right back to you. That line right there. Ooh. He said, I don't want to just give you me. I want to share in love with you. So I said, you know, you got all romantic, but you hit some points in there. Seriously, that's a nice piece. I definitely dug it. Definitely dug it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Already. I see y'all writing.
That was actually a prompt, I think, from the Get Down for us to write, too. I want to write poems on your skin with my lips. Yeah.
You definitely flipped that. Yeah, you flipped that. Took it to another spot already. So I'm talking about. I ain't even mad. So, yeah, definitely like that piece. I'm glad you were able to make it through tonight. And hopefully you can continue to enjoy the show and hit up the event page with anything you want to share. I know you got, you know, your show is coming up. So if you got flyers and things of that nature, you know, as an Epiphany host that you want to put down, please feel free to hit the event page up there.
Thank you. I absolutely will. Thank you.
All righty. Hope to catch you next time. See you again.
All right.
That's LaPearl coming through here with her Charmin flow. You know, y'all getting all soft with the Charmin flow. All right. We're going to go to the next caller here. We have 713 in the building.
Greetings.
Yo, what's going down? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
This is James Renshard, a.k.a. Sir Lawrence.
Already. How you feeling, bro?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. I see y'all got the room lit up. Props to the ladies who don't get mentioned. And to you, sir.
Definitely appreciate that. Look, we don't complain about Kim and Taraji now. We they get mentioned. We give them love. Y'all look, don't be playing. Don't be playing. Look, they gonna be on here talking to you in a minute, Jay. Don't let me bring any mics off of here. Don't act like they don't be getting mentioned. Y'all be spitting to them all the time. You about to spit to them right now, ain't you?
Two guns. But I got something here for sure.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do. You always got something for Kim and Taraji. So I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to let you do what you came to do. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This one is called The So-Called Black Men. Acknowledged when it is time to wear the negative connotation jacket. Face painted with color descriptors. Our actions only labeled. We come in as many shades as our women, who having all the complexities of being triple played. Accepting broken homes as the norm. Paying to look down on each other. Keep spending the new double-sided coins. Heads is artificial. Tails of the many lies. This so-called black man from your womb. You believe in anything the convincer states. As they worry about annihilation, killing you and me, because I am a danger to whom? Sir Lawrence.
Say, bro, don't give me that lie back where you said the so-called black man from your womb to how you ended it. You know, give me that back right quick.
This so-called black man from your womb, you believe in anything the convincer states. They worry about annihilation, killing you and me because I am a danger. But to whom?
Bro, You said that piece, like that lines, those lines summed up everything, you know, that you're saying in this piece, man. You always bring us, you know, something like this, man. What influenced you to write this outside of the obvious?
Well, it's a couple of things. One is, in a lot of cases, our women don't say good things about us. I'm not saying in every case. I'm saying in a lot of cases. You know, it's always bad mouthing or what's the word I'm looking for? You know, body slamming the brother. It's always something wrong with it. He always did you wrong. He did this. He did this. Always the negative connotation jacket he got to wear. You know, and there's got to be more situations that's happening in your life to the brother. You know, like, you know, you walking down the street, you walking in the store, you walk past a sister, and the first thing she do, she look at you like you getting ready to attack her. She's looking at you. She's clutching a purse. She's looking at, you know, like she's on guard. But everybody else is doing all the wrong things to her, even taking a life. But she looks at you like there's something wrong because of what the convincer has said and all the implications that's being shown. And then also not understanding the plight of the so-called black man, what we go through. You know, I get it. Women go through a lot. I get it. But at the same time, we go through a lot, too.
It's funny that you put it out there like that. I kind of had a conversation recently about this particular war of the sexes where, you know, we attack one another. You know, we are pitted against one another to the point that mm-hmm. a lot of the time, you know, we believe the stereotypes ourselves to the point where a lot of the time whatever negative thing is being said becomes fact, and we place it on each one of us, you know, as a whole. Whatever negative thing is said about black women, black men are putting on all women or all black women. And whatever negative thing is said about black women are putting it on all black men. And it's like an epidemic. It's terrible. It's a horrible thing that we continue to go through, but it's facts. And, you know, that's how you put it in a piece, man. That's a conversation piece indeed, man. So wanted to give you a little bit of
yeah.
opportunity to express that, man. So I appreciate you coming to the show and doing your thing, man. Hopefully, you know, you come back and keep giving us that raw.
Dig that, dig that. All the complexity of being triple played.
Indeed, indeed, man. So
always good, Seth.
If you're gonna stick around, I appreciate you, you know, continuing to do your thing on the event page and keep showing love to everybody, man, as we show love to you. Appreciate you.
Rock and roll.
Alrighty. All right, so everyone who is listening, everyone who is enjoying the show so far, I'm thankful that you guys are here. You know, I would like to again give you guys an opportunity to press 1 if you want to get in. We're going to be going to the refresh break here pretty soon. I think I got time to bring in one more caller, and then we'll be going to the refresh break. And with that being said, we're going to bring in caller 346.
Good evening, King.
Good evening, good evening. Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
That would be Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And you might want to pull your earmuffs away because I'm about to do something.
Oh, my
Sister
God.
Taraji, I love you. Okay, I'm better now. Okay, I got that out.
Okay, I definitely had to pull them back. I wasn't even really ready. I had to yank them on out there.
I did warn you.
You did, but you gave me like a second. I wasn't ready.
I have not been able to get over here since Kimbrella and Sister Taraji been over here. So I had, you know, I've spoken to Kimbrella, but I haven't gotten around to Sister Taraji, and it's been like years. So I had to do that. I had to shout her out.
Already, I ain't mad at that. Look, she deserves all the love, you know. And I'm sure she would have enjoyed, you know, you being able to make it to her birthday celebration last show. And so, you know, it's great that you were able to holler at her right quick, literally.
Well, I didn't know that that was happening. Had I had known, I would have made a point to get to it, but I didn't know it until after the fact. So I'm sorry, sister. Taraji, but I did put a happy birthday on her on the video that For Real had made, and I saw you up there in Philly hanging out with all the peeps.
Yeah, you know, some of those pictures have been posted, and yeah, we had a good time. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it was dope to be up there. It was like 7 Epiphany poets were up there, so yeah, it was dope.
I had originally thought I'd bring a romance piece, but I know how Sister Taraji likes my consciousness. I could bring back her most favorite poem, but I'm not going to do that because it's so old, it's got dust all over it. But I did write a piece similar to some that have been done tonight, but I wanted to do mine. It's called Right Lost.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm not going to hold you, so I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Okay. So you're celebrating the death of Roe vs. Wade. They have been slowly chipping away at the right for a woman to choose to have an abortion for decades now. What y'all have been blind to was a test for something much larger to be destroyed. The Republicans have been playing on the Christian element for many decades. For just that reason. If you take notice of all those various public officials that have been had multiple scandals of wrongful acts, most have been Republicans. Republicans could care less about Bible or Christians. They are concerned about that power and money. What has been brewing for decades now is that if they could destroy a major law giving women the right to choose, they can then get the civil rights bills to be overturned. The civil right is what is really at stake. Now that they have won a major law being overturned, the next on the agenda is civil rights and liberties. So all you men who are minorities who have been celebrating the fact that women no longer have the right to choose, better wake up and see what is coming in the future. In addition, it's been so long, apparently people have forgotten or were born later, but the horrific acts that women had to choose in order to end a pregnancy before the law was passed will begin happening again. The symbol of a wire hanger has a horrible story behind it. Women desperately needing to end a pregnancy would shove a wire hanger up their private area. Backdoor abortions used to happen. You had enough money You could pay a doctor to do the abortion done at night in the back room. This is a horrific situation, absolutely nothing to be celebrating. It is a test case to see if they could change the clock back to the 1950s. Be watchful and aware. Worse is coming eventually. This isn't a reason to celebrate at all. Rights have been stolen away. What is the next set of rights that will be dismissed, stolen, and overturned? People, wake up, step up, speak up, do what's right. Scream, yell, demand to be heard. Rights lost is a loss for everyone. Mark my words, eventually much greater, much more significant laws are going to be overturned, destroyed, changed. End is coming soon. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End peace.
Well, I guess you just told them about themselves. Go on ahead then. Look, what you said is facts. What you said about the attack on more than just that particular law, more than just Roe versus Wade, they will be attacking anything they can, and mostly because the American public is silent. And understanding that, you know, you definitely dug into that, you brought that to the forefront, and that's what poetry does, and, you know, that's what we're here for. So, you know, I appreciate you bringing, you know, that to the forefront for us as we listen to, you know, you spit your piece. So, you know, it's been a minute that you came to the show, you know, thankful for you coming through, and hopefully you can continue to enjoy the show tonight.
Absolutely, and I'll be doing my best to be here every Friday that you all are on the radio wave.
Already, appreciate you. Again, see you next time.
Yes, sir. One love, one mic.
Already. All right, normally we head right into the refresh break, but we got to get a poet in here before we get to break, so we're going to go ahead and do that. Yes, we can be accommodating. We got 937 in the building.
Good evening. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, indeed. Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
This is Sugar Brown, Adrian Simone, if your name's there.
Already. Appreciate you making time to make it to the show tonight. As always, you show love. You know, you've been to about every show. So just like Joe, you're consistent and you're here. So we appreciate that. And, you know, as I've been saying to everybody, I'm not going to hold you. You know, you came to do your thing. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Before I do this piece, though, I do have a first-time listener on here. We are participating in her pre-birthday shenanigans, so my best friend Lana is listening tonight. So here's the piece.
Hello, Lana.
I should call him Big Country, but the way he plants himself in me, plowing my garden and sowing his seed, he does it organically. Oh, but he still gives me GMOs. Great, multiple orgasms, back-to-back, his rolls are stacked. Like crop circles, I work these hits like miracles. And he grows, elevates without the weed. To be completely himself, I declared him freed. So he don't choke on his own smoke. It's kind of like a farmer working from sun up. Yes, he's woke in time for the morning stroke. Leaves my back broke, bed soaked. When his cock crows, it says, hey, me, and I answer, yes, baby, because in no way do I give room for him to be lazy. He pushed me to see a whole new world. So while y'all lay in the afterglow, what me and him have is the afterbirth. Our love is worth the effort it takes to bring a newborn to life. He does the labor of expanding my mind, so I enjoy the favor of being his lunar wife. He put a ring around my Saturn while bending on one knee. That's my way of saying he means the world to me. My celestial rancher sometimes moves me to tears, so excuse me while I rain dance on his prayer and his praise. I govern over his nights, and he steers over my days. Moon and sun, we take pleasure in bringing the seasons to full session. The universe teaches us how to reap love when we are enrolled in soul-snatching lessons. He earns a A-plus in that class. My spirit rises up through my crown chakra from the kundalini, radiating up from my ass. He has the tightest grip on my love, increases my pulse when he pushes my legs apart. But I think I'll call him Big Country for the agriculture he works in my heart. In peace.
Did you just come in here with the country accent? Did you just spit the piece with the southern accent flow? Man. I'm over here like, I know that go well. She did not come in here with the southern flow. I call him Big Country. Oh, my gosh. I should call him Big Country. I need that first stanza back. Just give me the whole first stanza back. Like, you just came out the gate with that. I need that one back, please.
I should call him Big Country for the way he plants himself in me, plowing my garden and sowing his seed. He does it organically, but he still gives me GMOs. Great multiple orgasms, back to back his rows are stacked, like crop circles. I work my hips like miracles.
Damn shame, that's cold-blooded. The fact that you were using the voice, though, like the metaphors are already crazy, but using the voice, that just takes it to a whole nother level. I don't even want to write no more. I'm just going to listen to you poets tonight. Y'all just taking me out. He grows and elevates without the weed. He doesn't choke on his own smoke. Leaves my back broke, bed soaked. You just going in. This piece is just great as always. You always come through with the dope flow, and we love to hear it. My inbox is already blowing up because every time you spit, somebody got something to say to me. Check out the event page and show love to everyone and show them the love back to you. As always, thank you for coming through to the show. I'm glad you had to make it. And see you again next time.
Thank you. Good evening.
Already. Adrienne Simone doing her thing, spitting on the mic. So we're going to go ahead and go. We made it just in time. We still got time to hit the refresh break. So we're going to do that. We'll come back with, after two songs, we're going to do Host Spit. It's going to be me, Umbrella, and Taraji, and then we're coming back to the phones. So enjoy the break, and we'll be right back. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio.
drop top shoes in the streets. I got a real pretty, pretty little thing that's waiting for me. I pull up anticipating good love. Don't keep me waiting. I got plans to put my hands in places I've never seen. Girl, you know what I mean. Let me take you to a place nice and quiet.
This right is my baby. Poetry's? Maybe. We used to come together, give birth to splendor, but my pen has been abstinent on accident. I wasn't trying to fast, but it's not like me to think if my pen don't eat, don't bust soliloquy on white sheets or shit on everything like a bird that ate the wrong thing on a beach and sneezed. I'm beginning to believe I have to cut off my own arm to make this pen bleed. Is that where I can find you, poetry? Where the pain be? You have maimed me, took a piece of me when you left me to get that gallon of milk. Forcing myself to write with thumbs missing. It all feels phony, like F-sounding words that start with the letter P. I keep putting pen to pad and nothing. I was listening, Bruce Lee, but there's no poetic flow. I'm trying to be water, my friend. But the desert is the one that keeps greeting me again and again. Writing used to feel like swimming in a stream, and now when I dive deep, I get sand in my teeth. I can take it to the bank that my pages will be blank. My voice is dark and full of cracks. I might as well be mute. My own pen stabs me in the back. Et tu, brute? Poetry has forsaken me. no stone to roll away on the third day. Creativity has left me like my blood tracing the cracks in the street with police standing over me. I can hear the ancestors scream, but it's fading, expecting hands to reach out and save me. Even water has betrayed me. I'm drowning in grief. Poetry lost to me like sheets in the wind, like whole novels gone due to accidental deletion. The stock market crash has nothing on how it feels when lungs collapse. I can't breathe. Writing was my sixth sense, taken expeditiously. My equilibrium is off. My fingers no longer walk across pages. Feet won't walk across stages. Waves of discontent come in stages. Thankfully, not stage four. So it isn't cancerous. But the fear of never writing another worthy line has metastasized through my insides. I question metaphors and how my words rhyme. Like, are there the only few grains left in the hourglass, like I'm running out of time? Maybe my talent was only to be for a season, leaving these words unleavened, no longer to rise. Maybe I've reached the end of my quota while this gift fades and transcends like an old Yoda. My rights used to slice through the darkness like light sabers, but now cut off at the legs like Obi-Wan did Darth Vader. Metaphors used to be deep like craters. Now they're just what's left of the crater. Nothing to savor. No lines that are like lifesavers. One stanza feels like a Herculean labor. I'm belabored instead of beguiled, a poet exiled. So unless poetry comes with that gallon of milk, this poem here remains an abandoned child. Renaissance.
This
is Renaissance poetry. We're back. Oh, my bad, my bad. I guess we're going to go straight to the site. We normally talk a little bit, so I'm gonna bring Kim in. I got her off here.
Cool.
I got Taraji in the building, and
hello, hello.
You know, I just want y'all to be able to introduce yourselves, let everybody know y'all in the building.
Oh, indeed, indeed. I ain't know, it was a little silence there, so I'm like, I don't know what he was. You know, he want me to go in? What? What's going on?
Nah. You straight.
No, I gotta be ready. But you know, this is Kimbrella Renee, sis.
And I am Sister Taraji. How you guys doing?
Glad to hear y'all on the mic.
They going in.
Yeah. They definitely are. They definitely understood the assignment. They understood.
You know
the
what I'm
assignment.
Saying? And I gotta say, Adrian Simone, GMOs, really? Crop circles.
Yeah, she missed
so,
that. She missed a little bit of nerve flow with sensuality, with nastiness. Then she hit the flare with the southern accent. That was very
yeah,
crazy.
You know,
very
I heard her talking about the chakras and stuff. I caught it. Just trying to let her
yeah,
know.
She be on
somebody
heard
her.
See, Adrian Simone, she be on another frequency. She be sitting up there with the moon, the stars in the sky with her feet dangling, writing, you know. That's what she
you know.
Be on. I respect that, queen. I respect that.
Already, yeah, they've been going in from Joe all the way down. Like they've been killing it. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that being said, we already know y'all gonna kill it too. So, you know, I just want people to hear who's going because we got Kim next, and we gonna hit y'all with Taraji. So yeah, get ready, batten down the hatches. You know what I'm saying? Because the hurricane's going to come through and blow the windows down. And then right after that, get your pianos out. Don't. Because it's finna go down. You know how Taraji do. We're going to have church. So I'm going to press mute. I'm going to let y'all do y'all thing.
All right. We sat at a table of many generations, taking in the rotation of urgent conversations under the same foundation, all in search for the equation of healing, understanding, and love. Hugs and kisses intercepted by confliction, all stirring seething echoes about what was missing, disagreements and differences, stories of exits and entrances, weathering life changes that chipped away at the family tree, while decaying the bond between the leaves, the branches, the trunk, and the roots. See, the elders held the mental souvenirs of strange fruit, but ain't nothing sweet about how that juice still leaks into these present times where the branding of juvenescent minds multiplies into eulogies. Wicked systems of subtraction and division still cracking whips of mistrust, separation, and favoritism. Where is our vision? Funerals have replaced family reunions, and there's been some praying and grooming, consuming innocence that everybody chooses to ignore. But you can feel the awkward rhythm and thick tension at the very mention of a name, because for years, the family protected a predator with their silence, while the scenes of pedophilia and violence gave the youth nightmares beyond Elm Street. Yet Freddy Krueger's blades ain't pushing the pain. It's got fingerprints and mugshots of familiar DNA. Get the picture? See, this table's been leaning, splitting and cracking from the pounding and heaviness of clenched fists, while mental health crumbles within each palm. But see, we'd rather hush just to save face with the neighbors while coping through toxic vices and behaviors, because what happens in this house stays in this house. But how can we begin to fix the broken pieces when lies, denial, and secrets are the nails, screws, and adhesives? See, at this table, the reach is serving the trauma of unparented parents, fighting the shadow of their shadows while the youth learn to raise hell, get numb, and throw hands because they've been homeschooled by old fools, failed relationships, cyber influence, and the 18-year rule. You know, you 18 now, so you got a go motto. Yet they're so unequipped with the tools to build a life that they don't have to spend most of their time healing from. See, it's time for the elders to begin lifting their glasses to make a connection with these reflections and go deep enough to see themselves and hug their crying souls, then admit that they were only able to give what they know. This table's been serving questions to the soul on what it would take for us to become whole, to feel love, to speak love, to give and receive love, to be love. Instead of using the word like favorite season while immature stomachs can't fully break it down, digest it, or even respect this name beyond trauma bonds and a reckless flesh exchange yielding generations of recycled pain served upon these unstable broken tables with anger and the silverware ready to eat each other alive as a means to survive. We've already seen the results of the divide, but together we can change the meal plan, rearrange these plates of wounds and mistakes into healed plans so that each mind, each heart, and each hand can make a commitment in changing the narrative of future conversations that will set the table for the next generation to take the vation of kisses and hugs, bonded together through healing, understanding, and love. Peace.
Hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer. Everything will be all right. Pay for the rent, pay for the phone, pay for the lights, pay for the gas, pay for the food, pay for the taxes, pay for the right to choose. Pay the ferryman so that we can get to the other side. This doesn't leave much in my account for me to even pay attention. I'm currently in the red because I'm paying for the generational sins of being considered
strange fruit. Pandemic, plandemic, epidemic. 3 years in and no one has figured out that we need to wash our hands and stop coughing in the air. Population control still being orchestrated by knees on necks and red-tipped toy guns in playgrounds being mistaken for real guns. Boys in blue still aiming guns at boys and girls in the black with little to no repercussions. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping. Can't let the enemy cause you to go blind in your third eye. Because cloudy vision caused Trump to get into office, Roe versus Wade to get overturned, and it also caused Sodom and Gomorrah. And in this day and time, in this old world, there's a lot going on. So we just need to keep holding on. Hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer. Hold on just a little while longer. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right.
Peace. Collection plate will be passed around. Please, whatever you have in your heart to give, please give freely to the Church of the Renaissance. We thank you guys for coming in and showing up and showing out. Sister Taraji, thank you. Thank you very much. Kim Breller, I'm just sending you the bill because it's a flood over here. I just want you to know that. Appreciate my sisters coming through doing what they do.
Of course. You know, we gotta make it do what it do. We got to, you know, if we're going to require them to come to the stage with their best shit, I mean, you know, we can't fall underneath that bar.
No, we can't.
Never that. The real talk for everybody who's listening. The motivation to up our game, to challenge our pen, certainly comes from you guys. And we hear very often that you guys feel the same about challenging yourself and upping your own pen and metaphor game, because that's what this is about, the iron sharpening iron, the ability to receive the energy that we give one another, but the inspiration that comes from all this great energy just creates a really good poetic space, and I'm always grateful for everyone who continues to show up here.
Well,
yes, indeed.
Well, but, you know, much love to y'all. We're going to get back to the event page. You know, love on y'all as y'all come through with these dope lines and so much healing and wisdom. We appreciate y'all.
Yes,
absolutely,
do.
Absolutely. And everyone, please, we appreciate, you know, the change that jiggles, but we certainly love what folds. Appreciate y'all coming through tonight.
Lord, when y'all you come down and you have an attitude, please know that I didn't
just
say
remember,
that.
Remember who said that, okay? Just remember who said it. I'm just saying.
Appreciate y'all handling the event page. Doing what y'all do, for real. For real.
Oh, man.
Already. So we'll go ahead and put y'all back an event page. We'll go ahead and go to the next caller. And again, right. Appreciate y'all doing what y'all do.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Much love. Much
Already.
Love.
We're going to go to the next caller. We have 506 in the building.
Hi, it's Lady A.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm great.
Lots
great.
Of,
glad you made it to the show.
Powerful stuff tonight.
Yeah, definitely some strong poetry.
Yeah. I was going to do a poem, and then I changed my mind. And I want to preface what I'm going to say in this poem with I'm now retired, but I'm a registered nurse. I worked in the field of prevention for a long time, and I've seen this the abortion situation on both sides firsthand. I've seen the sorrow of young girls being forced to have them by their parents. I've seen women suffering after the fact. And I feel like there is a solution to this horrible choice that some women feel they need to make. I am not judging anyone. I speak strictly from a biological scientific point of view as a medical person. And I would like to share this with you, if I may.
Absolutely. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. We are enlightened. We are an enlightened society, educated in every genre, every need. Information abounds, useless if it's not found. We are enlightened. Something is sick. 1 million a year. 1 million since 1976. A question begs, why? We are enlightened, are we? Take away the hard cases. 4%, and that leaves 96% choose not to be pregnant. And I'm not judging. Don't judge. But responsibility starts when? People resent paying for a procedure they view with contempt. The answer to the Hyde Amendment is not more abortions. It's prevention. We are enlightened. Are we? Women, we women must begin. Begin in the beginning before engaging. Be responsible. No pill, no condom, no playing. We are enlightened, are we? Why should a child pay for our mistakes? Somewhere, someone has to be responsible. Then the choice would be what birth control to take. We are enlightened, are we? We all have health to keep. Preventative measures take place to protect us from getting sick. We are enlightened, are we? Government should be helping women provide free birth control. Prevention saves lives, there is no question. We are enlightened, are we? Band-aids cover the symptom. We need to find the cause. Poverty? Provide free birth control in the kingdom. Fix the problem. No more band-aids. Keep Hyde. Prevent more. Protection is a simple solution. Spend money on prevention. And that's my piece.
Very powerful piece there. Kim actually has something she wants to say, so I'm going to bring her in and let her respond.
Sure.
Hey, Lady A. First of all, thank you for always being an avid supporter of Renaissance poetry. And I really thoroughly enjoy your pieces because you always provide such education and such beauty you know, on some of your more expressive pieces. But I really wanted to just commend you on the stance that you took on this because, you know, this is it's a sensitive topic. And,
yep.
you know, as you've looked across social media, you see people coming at it from an angle of condemnation. And yours was more of education. And you spoke on, you know, like preparation and kind of, you know, just making, you know, having responsible decisions and how to, you know, kind of stop it from getting that. Like you asked the question specifically, when does responsibility take place?
Yeah.
And that's a question that I think we all need to really ask ourselves. Again, it's not a judgment thing, even coming from me, you know, when I say that. But we do have to look at both sides because I can see it from both sides. One, you know, the stance that you're coming from, and then two, on a more political side, that it's bigger than just that particular choice. It's also removing other choices. It's slowly but surely removing certain rights that we have. So there's two sides of the coin, but I really appreciate how you went at your stance because it was informational.
Well, I appreciate you telling me that and sharing that with me because it is a very sensitive issue. And I, you know what? I'm not oblivious to it. I was a teenager. I was 16 when I had my first child. So I've worked in that field for many, many years and seen all aspects of it. So to me, I think governments would, you know, I've come from Canada and we have universal health care and all the rest of it, but I think that this is an issue that can be resolved, that two sides can come together on, and that is prevention. Mm-hmm. And so that the governments provide every girl and woman of childbearing age free birth control. I mean, something's got to give. We have the intelligence, and we know how children are made. We know how we get pregnant. Mm-hmm. Why are we not preventing it? That's my question.
Absolutely. And I just want to say one more thing. You're very right. And the problem is, like you said, the prevention piece. I come from an era. I come from an era of you better not come in this house pregnant, but not the education of how not to do that. You understand what I'm saying?
It's I did too.
Laying down, having sex, you know, unprotected sex is going to, you know, cause you to, one, either get a disease that you don't want, or two, have a pregnancy that you might not be ready for. So the education piece also has to be there. So I appreciate your statement.
Thank you so much. And as I said before, I'm not judging anybody. I've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt. And I have great compassion and empathy for women and their rights, but I really feel that it's time now, after 50 years of this, that we need to start looking in a different avenue to prevent this from happening. But anyways, you know what? I'm so glad that you came into this because it shows that even if you're on opposite sides, that you can come together and agree on some common ground.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Much love.
Much love.
Appreciate Kim for coming in and sharing her perspective. Definitely, you know, thank you, Lady A, for coming in and saying what you had to say, because quite honestly, there is some education that does need to be had there. I would only like to add, in this particular situation, for a lot of the black people listening who may not particularly know, but if you would like to do the research, you will find out that there has been an extremely large number of black abortions compared to any other race. And if you see that number, you might be shocked beyond belief.
I'm not shocked. I know that.
Some,
and
no, I'm not just saying almost, you. I'm not just saying just people that's listening. And there's something there to be said there. But I also want to reiterate that this particular law does not take into account individuals who have been assaulted. It is like across the board, period, you cannot. And so there was a story recently of a young girl who had been raped. She was 10, and she had to make her way all the way to Indiana in order to get this particular abortion because she got pregnant by her rapist. So there are definitely both two sides to this, and there does need to be common ground. And I think there's something to say on both sides. So this poem definitely creates the opportunity for conversation, and it does need to be had. So, again, I thank you for coming through. Thank you for Kim for coming in and giving her perspective as well.
May I just say one more thing?
Absolutely.
With regard to what you just spoke about? If you take into consideration rape, incest, fetal abnormality, maternal health, all of those hard issues, that constitutes less than 4% of all the abortions that are done. And I'm excluding those from the conversation, from my conversation, because those are situations,
right.
You know what I mean? So
right,
I hope you, absolutely. Yeah. But thank you very much for lending me the space to share that with you.
Indeed.
And Kimbrella,
thank you
so
for coming through.
Too. Thanks.
And hope to catch you next time during the show.
I love this show.
Thank you. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 424 in the building.
What's up, sir?
What's going on, brother? I know who it is. Well, why don't you let everybody know who's listening, who we have on the mic?
This is Anthony Arnold.
Already, how you been doing, brother?
Still working like a Hebrew slave, but otherwise doing okay.
We got that in common there, brother. We got it in common, man. That's how it is.
Yeah.
Definitely. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Man, these people ain't playing. They swinging for the fences.
Every time.
They ain't playing at all.
Every time, man. It's been a treat. It's always a treat for me to be able to hear, you know, poets coming through like this, man. It's really dope.
Make me get nervous.
You know what? I think every time a poet says something like that to me, I mean, they got a piece ready. Like, they should just finna rip it or something, man. They're like, well, my poems. Nah, man, I'm not falling for the banana in the tailpipe, brother. I know you got something keyed up, man.
Yeah, the piece I'm going to do is a piece that I wrote for a challenge.
Okay.
So this will be the first time it's... First time it's been done.
Okay, well, Sue, you know, we love that exclusive, the first time spits type stuff. All right, man. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This piece is called What Does America Owe to Me? What does America owe to me? 400 plus years, generations removed from our homelands. Stolen by those from across the oceans, sold like animals, beaten within an inch of their lives, sometimes past that inch. Boy, you stole from me? No, sir. I ain't never been in the big house. Tie him up and bring me the Widowmaker. Screams could be heard all over the plantation. Hang him up so they all can see. July 4th, 1776, freedom for Americans. Yet my people were not free. We were not the people the Constitution spoke of. We could not fight for our freedom. Dred Scott proved this. June 19th, 1885, in the heat of Texas, General Order 3 finally set us free. 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, we were still not considered people. If we tried to have our own, it was either taken or destroyed. Black Wall Street bombed. Rosewood burned, Oscarville submerged, Philadelphia again bombed. Lives lost, murdered, slaughtered, lynched. Men, women, and the little children. Emmett, George Stinney, Trayvon, and Breonna. Those killed trying to find freedom, fighting for civil rights. Those who were never seen again. And those who were made examples of in the town square. Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Fred Hampton, those who spoke up, murdered. Walter Scott, Philando Castile, Sandra Bland, driving while black, murdered. Eric Garner, George Floyd, existing while black, murdered. Reparations, what can you give us? Can you bring back the lives taken? Can you give back the history lost? The generations of our ancestors removed. The damage done to our people can never be changed, nor can it be apologized away. You tell us to get over it, yet you celebrate the rest. You hide from our history, say that it is harmful. Yet look around you. History is repeating itself. So what does America owe me? Nothing. Nothing at all. For you see, trying to erase us from history will be your downfall, not mine. In peace.
Look here, I knew you had something that you was going to come through and just give us that real. The line where you were talking about Black Wall Street and you named out, give me those names again. They deserve to be repeated. Give me that back.
Black Wall Street, bombed. Rosewood, burned. Oscarville, submerged. Philadelphia, again. Bomb.
Bro, this part of the poem really speaks to the strength of everything you're saying. Any opportunity that we had as black people to create our own, they took. There was an article that I was reading that literally was pointing out the unbelievable number of black towns that are underwater, man-made lakes and rivers, it just covers these particular towns. Of course, we know about Central Park and things like that, but there's so much history that we never even understood about what our ancestors tried to do. We're so quick to say, I'm not my ancestors. Our ancestors were building and creating. But it was continually being taken and hidden from us. And we're thinking that we're the first ones to try to make something happen. There's so much, bro. This piece makes me want to talk about so much stuff. That's a solid piece, man. I appreciate you bringing that to the show.
No problem. It was an honor to be able to do it. I have fun every time I come on, so I appreciate you letting me do it.
Indeed, man. I appreciate you continuing to come through, man. Everyone that comes through like this, y'all make this show. You know, you guys create the energy here. You know, I'm sitting back enjoying, you know, everything you guys bring. This is a dope vibe, man. So I'm glad you continue to be a part of it.
It's a pleasure.
Already, that's Anthony Arnold doing his thing. And hope to catch you next time, brother.
Yes, sir.
Already. But before we go to the next caller, I would like to say that you have about 10 minutes before we shut you down on your computer. If you're listening on your computer, what normally happens is Blog Talk will shut you down, and if you try to call in to hear the rest of the show, they won't let you. You're going to be cut off. So If you want to continue listening to this show, you do not have to press 1. You can keep listening. You want to call in 319-527-6300. We will go into our last hour of the show. Unbelievable how we can do this for about 3 hours. Unbelievable, but you guys are still here. You still rock with us, and it's never, you know, a dull moment with the way that you guys spit. It's just, it's a great thing to be a part of. But, again, if you do want to spit, you must press 1 so I can get you in the queue, and I'll do my best to get everybody in here. So without further ado, I'm going to go to the next caller we have, 646 in the building.
Good evening, bro. It's your boy, J. Rob, the Wise Son. Look here. Look what the cigar smoked and blew in. What's happening, brother? My man. I'm really well, brother. How about yourself?
Hey, man. It's good to have you on the show, man. I got to shout you out. Appreciate the cigar you brought me down to Philly, man. And for real, if it wasn't, you know, for those cigars, man, that cipher wouldn't have happened, man, and those old folks wouldn't have got a show, man. So I appreciate that.
Hey, man, that was actually my pleasure. I was looking forward to seeing you and laying some eyes on you, man, and giving my brother a hug because it's been a minute since I've seen you. And thank you for accepting the stick that I passed on to you because I wanted to make sure if you was in the building anywhere, I need to, you know, like friends normally would pass each other a bottle of wine or what have you, but I got a good brother in my circle like yourself, and sharing a stick with just only, it was only right, man. It would be sacrilegious if I came empty-handed, and that was not going to happen.
Indeed. Shouts out
and that cipher.
Sincere Lee and yeah. For real for being a part of that as well.
Yeah, that cipher was incredible, bro. And it just happened so organically, man. And, you know, the people who were there smoking weed that walked away and having that elder come over to us, and he's like, I want to hear what they got to say. And that was magical, man. That was really spiritual. You know, so shout out to all for making that happen.
Definitely.
That was really, really cool, man. And I look forward to more stuff like that down the road. You know, you catch some amazing poets, and I gravitate to you brothers as such because you cats inspired me, and I'm humbled by the gift of your friendship. And every time we all see each other, man, it's just like we just saw each other the night before. We're just continuing the same conversation forward, man. So it was fantastic seeing you, bro. Absolutely.
Right
fantastic.
On, man. And right on. Likewise, man. Again, I appreciate the stick and, you know, being able to chop it up like that. With the real poetry brothers. And like I said, you guys created that opportunity for the elders to hear us spit, man. And it was a good feeling to just walk over there and for them to pull me to the side, like, young brother, you know, like that. That was great, man. It made my night, man. And of course you guys were able to spit more for them and made their night. So it was dope night. Dope night of energy, man. Dope night of poetry. And camaraderie and brotherhood, man. So, you know, definitely want to shout you out for that.
Thank you, man.
With that being said, man, I know you got more to add to what we was doing, man. So I'm not going to hold you. I'm going to press mute.
Yeah.
Mic is yours.
Piece is entitled Images. There are souls that haunt us, asking us not to forget who they were. They whisper, don't forget the fire hoses. Don't forget the bombs or the bullets. Don't forget being spit on because you wanted to vote. Don't forget that Jim Crow is Willie Lynch's first cousin. Don't forget the sit-ins. Don't forget having dogs bite you. Don't forget the four little girls that were killed at the 14th Street Baptist Church. The burnt bodies. Don't forget the yearly murders of black bodies by pale trigger fingers whose grandfathers detonated bombs killing my grandmother's best friend's babies. Don't forget the bodies of strange fruit hanging there as if they didn't have a family, seeing decayed bodies afraid to claim their family's bodies, whispered souls screaming, don't forget Emmett Till, Trayvon, Eric Gardner, Mega, Georgia Brianna, or King's Dreams, please don't forget these nonviolent boycotts that don't forget the white-only water fountains that can't hold me. Where did my protectors go? I don't want to die, and I'm lonely because I believe that there are those that want to go back to whites only if only they said that we knew our place. But don't forget silent marches and know your place riots, and while walking over Pettus bridges in the name of freedom before they said Black Lives Mattered. Believe me, remember Black and Bloody Sundays, and don't forget the governor who didn't want brown-skinned kin to get an education when we are all created equal. I mean, my bad for wishing, because all things equal were never meant for colored Negro, African American, or people to be equal. Don't forget all that white jury said not guilty, or the police officer that was tried by the same all-white jury that said not guilty. The unknown persons who got away with murder because your skin was their kin. Don't forget the human experience and experiments that Tuskegee gave you when we still live within modern days that have gone by. I mean, syringes that still have colored folks' names on it because Bill Gates wants your names on it. Don't forget those voices that were sliced into silence by bull ropes that now resemble whispered words of soft beggings to say, please don't kill me. I can't breathe. Toby be a good nigga, but it burns to tell my family I love them. Where's my mommy? Because daddy can't save me. God, please don't let them take me from my family. As eyes close, it sees light for the last time. So don't forget the totality of our consciousness, which is found in every beating heart. Still here to remind us that we was here as their spirits continue to whisper, hey, do me a favor. Don't let our history be a faded memory told by someone else that don't look like me. Please, if you do anything, remember the babies. Don't forget the images. And let the babies know we were here. Ashe. Ashe O. Poem.
That's how you gonna come here, motherfucking spit man. That's how you gonna do, really, huh? You gonna come through like that?
It's been a minute, brother. So I had to give you something new, man.
Damn, give me. I can't even. I'm not even gonna go through this. Give me. This is all I need. This encompasses all the pieces. I need you to give me. Don't forget the strange fruit stanza. Give the body's lines, the way you spit that, the flow of it. Give me that back, man.
Oh, let me get that. Don't forget the bodies of strange fruit, hanging there as if they didn't have a family, seeing decayed bodies afraid to claim their families, because whispered souls are screaming, don't forget.
That's how you motherfucking spit, dog. That's how you motherfucking spit. I'm sitting here just in awe of all you poets doing what you do, man. It's a treat to have you on the show, man, and I appreciate you taking the time to come through and chop it up with us again.
Bro, I've missed being on your show, and I thank you for having a space for me, man. I've lost a lot of people in my family these last couple of months, man, and I've wanted to be on your show so bad, and God willing, I'll be here again, and I'm hoping that we're done with all that, man. This is therapy for me, man. I get a chance to talk
indeed,
to my brother,
man,
and share some poetry. This is real therapy, and I want to just remind you how much you mean to me as a brother and as a friend, man. So thank you for this opportunity to share one of the things that I love about spoken word poetry, bro. I truly appreciate
no
you.
No doubt, man. No doubt. And it's the energy and the vibe and the healing of the words. It's all here, man. I'm thankful that you're able to find that. And, you know, definitely prayers out, energy sent to you for everything you've been going through, and many of us who've lost, because it's been a tough year. It really got to the point for me where it was happening almost every show. I was shouting out somebody in their death every show, and it was like, you know what, I can't even make the show about that no more. I really got to try to, you know, I'm still going to do it here and there, but I really got to focus more on the energy and the love and the healing poetry here. So I appreciate you being able to feel that and partake tonight.
Well, man, thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
Already.
Let me slide out of your way, man. I'm going to definitely see you in the next go around.
Indeed, indeed. That is John Robinson doing his thing, handling his business on the mic. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 540 in the building.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's happening, man? How you feeling?
I'm blessed. I know we all going through some things, but I really don't get detailed, but I'm like doing. It's got so bad that I'm doing poetry for myself too.
Yeah, I can't go to my house right now
because of. I'm one of the nicest people. I help my family out. Sometimes you gotta let family go. You only give people a certain amount of time for them to help themselves. But if you keep holding somebody's hand and never letting their hand go, they'll never grow.
Hey, that's real talk, bro. You gotta find the peace where you can find it. And sometimes that peace is not where family is at. So I feel you on that, man. Sorry to hear that you got to be in the shelter. But, you had to do what you had to do for yourself, man. And I hope that, being able to listen to the show brought you some sort of peace, some sort of time frame where you didn't have to think and worry too much about the other things that's going on in your life, man. So I'm glad that you're here. I'm glad that you're with us. And definitely looking forward to what you want to share with us tonight.
I just think God has put me into this place so I can have peace and think about what I need to do. Because if you are around hell, if you're around people that bring hell to you, you can't think because you're thinking the anger. You're not thinking logically. So you have to be in a place of peace, wherever that peace is. That's the one thing. Never let nobody take your peace away. So I'm ready to do my poem.
I'm ready, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. I am bring nothing written. I brought my mind. So because I brought my mind, that means I brought my freestyle. So this is the poem called Your Lies Became Flames. Hello. How you doing? Are you Mr. Shepherd? Oh, yes, I am. Well, I need you to go into the courtroom and see if your sister is on the other side. Yes, I want to drop protection order on my brother, but yet his girlfriend, now I'm going to put that on her. I don't want her around. But how do I feel? I mean, that is my woman. You don't want her in my own house when I'm the head of household. I mean, is that because you're the one that you were with did not pan out? You see, these are the days of our lives and trying to survive, and I'm going to go ahead and have the real deal that be recognized and everything that been evaporized. It was all relative, but in deeper thoughts you made it negative. You see, I tried to be that relative, that one to help you out, holding your hand. I love you so much. By God, be like Teddy Pendergrass and TKO just got to let it go.
so I can let it flow, so I can show that the full force is staying on course. You see, your lies became flames, and you are destroying names. And do you have any type of shame, or maybe just lying and just entertain? You got the judge view. He's sticking by your side, and these are the type of lies that you ready to provide. And I normally don't put my business out here, but nah, shame the devil so I can take it to another level, because I have to bring words that are so special. You see, that's just the type of words that became interesting. Yes, you see, I'm still blessed. My words still finesse, and not certain things I'm just going to have to address. Your lies became flames. Have you no shame? Have you no shame to even have me out of my own house for 2 weeks? Saying that I spit in your face and put you down from my niece and nephews on a curfew? What is value? I love you anyway. Yeah, I'm speaking of you. And I'm not even going to say your name. I'm going to give you the respect that you never gave me. I'm going to leave you out because I love you. But it's time for us to move on, because the division is the recognition. Matter of fact, you've already made your own decision. I told you, you leave me and mine alone. You don't have to put my girl in it. I told you that. See what she say and what she do? You need to stay out my own business. You see, now it's senseless. Now it's like the love, but the love was tremendous. Remember, you had one man that stayed there 2 years while you were pregnant. He was playing Xbox, working around the clock. Now, are you in shock or are you on the spot? See, your lies became flames like a hell hole with no names. I told you, leave everything alone. You went after my woman. Well, I'm in a place of a shelter. Thanking God anyway. Because that's the kind of peace that I have inside. It's never been denied. My love for you. If I have to distance you. You need to move out. You don't need your big brother helping you. I have to let you go. Grow. Keep growing like a flower. Because maybe if you had more responsibility, you have power. Now I'm about to go like a rainbow after the shower. From now on, this is done. My love will never be done. But you need to act accordingly. While I need my place all in one as I shine. Just like the sun. Miss Automatic Charismatic, the lyrical engine. He gets in them all in by being drive.
Already. Look, bro, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I was scratching my head when you first started. So I'm like, wait, what are you going to do? Where are you going with this? But then you hit me with the love TKO and your flow just started. I said, okay. Hey, there you go. There you go. He got the engine started a little slow, but then he started spitting. I said, all right, man. Yeah. There you go.
I had to make an intro.
I was trying to roll with you, man. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. What are you about to do?
Yeah.
Then you start spitting.
You know, that's why I'm a lyrical engine. It's going to sound. You're
right.
Yeah.
Started slow, man.
I had the engine. See, what happened was, you know, I had the engine slight. I had the key slightly turned on. You know when you turn the car.
Oh, okay. You was revving. It was revving. Okay.
But you got when you rev that engine up, it's loud.
Yeah,
you know?
You was on cruise control. Okay.
Then I turned the key all the way on. But my
I feel you,
like, if anybody would love to bless me. But like to bless me. Thinking, I know everybody's having a hard time. I know that. I don't want to be selfish, sound selfish, anything like it's all about me. But my Cash App is $1. It's AC Viper 46. I know everybody's concerned. I'm not selfish. I'm
not selfish human being. Never will, never been, oh, never
really?
Will. But
well, say,
just,
man, I'll say
I'm
this to you.
I'm going through a tough time right now.
Put that on the event page. Let everybody, you know, get opportunity to see that. And if they have, okay, if they have an opportunity, and if it's on their heart to send you something, man, I'm sure they would. Again, we praying for you and your situation, man. I hope that, you know, things turn up for you. I'm always, you know, giving you a shout out for off the dome type stuff that ain't easy for people to do, man. So definitely respect for that, man. And hope to catch you next time in better spirits on the show, brother.
Well, I may be in the truck because I'm supposed to be going truck driving. But right now it's like I'm supposed to be going to truck driving, but it's kind of hard in the transition. You know what I mean? Because, it's like you try to be – and I love my family, but you can't have no relationship if you make everything about your family. Like, you can't, if you got people in your house, you need to have a house for yourself or at least have a house for you and your kids, not somebody else's kids, unless it's your woman. Ain't your woman's kids, it shouldn't be, no. You can't help brothers, sisters, cousins, kids. No, you're going to be a miserable, you know, because then sometimes you be good to people, then they, pow, stab you right in the back.
And that's real talk. You know what? And that's that piece. You say what you said,
that's
brother. Appreciate
piece,
you coming through to the show, dog. And I'll let you next time, man.
thank you, man. Peace out.
Already. he said he was an engine. He keep going. He set that butt off. We're going to go to the next one. We got 815 in the building.
Happy Friday, Keith Eric. I love Renaissance Poetry. This is Gina Storm, and I came through to do what I do.
Look at that. What they like to say, look at God. So you're going to come through with show freestyle. After he goes, okay, that's how it works. That's how we got the back-to-back off the dome poets, okay? How you been?
Happy and blessed. I tell people all the time, I feel like I'm highly favored, so I have to pay it forward.
Already, that's good energy right there. I don't know how much of the show you've been able to hear, but what you've been able to hear, what
have
you enjoyed?
I've been here for a minute.
Had a good time?
It's all been good. Like,
okay.
I only heard a snippet of Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Was he the first poet on the mic?
He was the first.
Okay, so please understand that I've been in here. I like swimwear.
Okay, you've been here since the start. Okay, that's what's
I
up.
I know it's his hand, though. So I raised my hand, let me think, maybe around right before or after Emilia T. Davis.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been here for a minute, bro. Hold on. I heard my oldest granddaughter telling her siblings to be quiet because I was on the mic. No. Honestly, it's me. Y'all okay. So what we going to do right now? Be quiet. They call it radio silence. So just give me a sec. I'm going to be in and out like a robbery. I'll let you know when I'm back to being Gigi. I have my grandchildren.
I love how you talk to them.
No.
All right, we'll let you.
It's a democracy. It's a dictatorship.
Hey, they better find out today.
They're not my friends. They're my grandchildren. I love them. Mean it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that
Absolutely.
Part.
Absolutely. So I'm going to let you do what you came to do so you can get back to being Gigi. So I'm going to press mute.
OMG. I wanted to read something, and then I came on after Larry, and I got him. I mean, like, in real talk, I'm going to text him. We're going to have a conversation, and I'm going to do anything I can to help, you know, assist him in the situation because he can sleep in his truck, but he needs a place that he can just, you know, stretch his legs and maybe cook a meal, and I understand and appreciate that to the fullest. So
He calls himself the Freestyle King and dubbed me the Freestyle Queen, and I would be remiss if I didn't do that. So I came here to, you know, sharpen the iron of my brother in freestyle poetry as a spoken word artist. I'm going to title this piece simply, Today. I can't worry about yesterday or last year or the year before. That was something I used to do, but I don't do it no more. Let me explain something to you. I know one thing for certain, the two things for sure. All I can do is be me, authentically, like not for pretend or kind of, sort of, or online, a hashtag or something that I want you to follow, share, and like. When I'm online, I'll be honest with you, the only thing that matters to me is the people in my real life, actual people that mean the world to me, like my one and only Shorty and her three children that I dubbed the Famous Three. And my brother Keith Eric said, I like the way that you talk to them. Oh, I have to do it that way. See, we ain't friends. I'm not trying to let you get over on me, and I wish that you would believe that you can talk to me recklessly or do something that hurts your mother, my only child. I promise you I would touch down with you. I am looking around my room right now, and I see two places in which there is a spoon. See, I have three grandchildren who are under the age of 10, and on weekends, but for 7 days this week, I promised my daughter that they could have a break. I'm talking about Sunday to Sunday, honey, and it's just Friday. And on Salvador y Domingo, I'm Puerto Rican, and they are Blaxican, so we have a vibe that nobody can even understand, because I will not just be TG, but I'll also be abuelo. They mean the world to me. And we're multilingual, but our love language is the only one that matters to me. It's about touch and care and communication, because I'm there. I listen. I resolve conflicts between them. Will not allow them to fight, even if one of them is raising their voice or using a tone that isn't right. The other has the right to come and say to me, Gigi, so-and-so did this and that or said this and that and made me feel this type of way. And then I will be the judge, the jury, and the executioner. I will give them a time in which they need to get themselves together before I touch down with you. And I assure you, it never has to be me reporting to violence. My daughter says, what was this chick when I was your child? I said, girl, bye. Your name is Stephanie, but I'm going to say Felicia. You done tried it. The reality is this, I'm not their mom. I'm like the person that has someone who is a go-between. That would be my daughter, my mini-me. So when Steph was like, you wasn't this kind of parent with me, I couldn't be. But the same way, I'm not their friend. On all of your documents that matter, I'm your next of kin. And there's the next generation. I have a responsibility and a duty to make sure that they're not just growing up being raised with love, honesty, and respect. They need to understand that loyalty is not an option but a necessity. And they need to always be decent human beings. So they used to be babies, and now they're little people, and I love how they're developing. So all I can say on today is I came to share poetry with the poets because it's what I do. And I freestyled this because Off the Dome is something that makes me comfortable. But the reality is this, when they're in my midst, I'm just Gigi. And they gave me radio silence. Watch what I'm going to do next. Y'all going to be impressed. Hold on. I'm going to let them know that they are free to come off of radio silence and go back to their regularly programmed and scheduled performances on this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Gina Storm, and I love my grandchildren.
Hey, that's dope. That's dope. Let them know
that Gigi can spit. That's what I'm talking about. I always love when you come through and do your thing. You know, appreciate, you know.
All right, now, please shut down for your
I appreciate y'all, the stage and the platform. Honestly, I came on to do this because, like, you think that you're like, oh, my God, I'm a mom and I love my shorty. Sure, I did. But then she had these three, and I was like, I'm not saying fuck your life, but in real life, you really exist. Bring me my kids. She was
right,
like, oh,
that's
my God,
right.
My mom is the boss of my children.
That love comes through. That love came through in your
kids. Even know
how
that kind of love existed. Like, I can't breathe.
Right.
I just have to
right,
love.
That's real. Indeed. Well, thanks again for coming through. Thanks for putting the babies on the mic to end your piece. That's definitely, you know, that's the first, you know, that's the first on Renaissance Poetry. So
I
appreciate
to,
that.
Like,
their voices are recorded, you know, so when you go back and hear the playback, they can hear they self, you know, it's in there now. It's in there now. But appreciate you again, and hopefully you'll be able to make it back next time we do the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Keith, Kimbrella, and Taraji. We've been in this game so long. Y'all remember my government. I was Regina Brooks Coleman when I started writing poetry and spitting on mics. Regina Storm was born in the midst of us becoming friends. I love it here.
Right.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Indeed, indeed. That was Gina Storm doing her thing. We have two more callers on the mic. We're going to go ahead and go to 682 before I press the button again if you would like to get in before the end of the show. This is the extra hour. We try to get everybody in this time frame. It presses one. When we do run out of time or run out of poets, that's when the show ends. We don't try to force it longer than that. We let it be what it is. So, again, we got two callers left on the show. If you would like to press one, please feel free. We have 682 in the building.
Hello.
What's going down? Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of talking to tonight.
Oh, this is Tony B.
Tony B. Look at God. How you been?
I've been okay.
Okay. That's good to hear. I'm glad that you made it to the show. Glad that you've been able to enjoy the show and felt like spitting the night. Have you enjoyed the show so far?
Yes. I have so far. I've been actually working out and listening and decided to press one halfway through my workout, and here we are.
Look at that. You in the midst of working out, and poetry said, come sit down and spit. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Just a little bit.
Hey, that's powerful right there. That's powerful right there. I'm glad that you pressed one. I'm glad you felt the need to share with us. And so, you know, I'm going to let you do just that. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. Sitting here, glancing across the room, having all sorts of freaky thoughts. I'm picturing how warm those lips will feel pressed against my soft, pulsating honey pot. This flavor is tasty. Wonder, do you see me gazing your way? Do you have any idea of what I'm thinking? If you did, you'd be doing more than just smiling at me. My imagination is fucking you like crazy. I need another glass. Something about the way his lips move when he speaks to me, as if calling my inner being. Sitting here floating on clouds, swimming in a river of fiery pleasure within, I blink and I find myself centered with his face, my hands around his head, diving deeper, got me feeling weak in the knee. Body pleading, don't stop, tingling from the inside, lightheaded, My world is spinning. I can't stop. The taste of him. I want more. Glass in one hand, blunt in the other. He's laid back down. I get high on him. Eyes closed slowly, grinding deeper. With each consuming inch, he gasps with intense pleasure. In a natural groove, sip, puff, Liquid gold and sativa clouding my mind like a delicious wave of fire. My lips on his neck, with each stroke I glide. He smells good. Deep musk and vanilla crowding my senses, stimulating a tantalizing thrill. As my tongue traces the sweat down his chest, I feel his hands mapping out beats up and down the crease of my back. My body reacts to the tunes being played. Our bodies intertwined. We dance to the rhythmic motion. The orchestra is being played deep inside. We dance. His body is speaking to me. He's going to explode now. Fast, deep, faster. Yeah, I don't stop. He's going to explode now. Blame it on the Merlot. That's my piece.
Ma'am, I got to ask what kind of workout you was doing. Maybe I shouldn't ask what type of workout you was doing, because that don't sound like a poem that you do. Doing some regular like push-ups. Anyway, you had to be doing some other type of working out to come through with that kind of poem. You stopped mid-workout to spit this? Okay.
Well, you know, it's what drew, I guess, it drew me to it, because that wasn't even the poem that I had ready. I actually had a whole nother poem right here on my phone, and I had the paper right here beside me, too, and it's just somehow the paper won.
Yeah, tell me anything. Tell me anything. Look, y'all heard what she said. I can't even say everything she said because I ain't old enough. Something about his lips. When they look, hands around his head, diving deeper. My world is spinning. I can't stop. Glass in hand, blunt in the other. I get high on him. That's all I can say, because the other stuff is not PG-13. I don't think my mom and my dad would approve of me reciting these words here. So I'm just going to let what you said be what that is. And I thank you for coming through. Again, I always got to shout this out because, you know, when you first started, you know, you didn't sound like that. When you first came to the show, you did not sound like that. And in the way that you control and handle and be your poem now, you own that shit. I always got to shout you out for that. I love seeing your growth, seeing how you came into this as a poet. So, again, I appreciate that. But I ain't falling for the banana in the tailpipe. I don't know what type of working out you was doing, but that ain't the type of poem that I'm not trying to hear. But thank you for coming through. And you can't spit that ever again and say you shy. I don't know what type of games you playing over there, what type of people you fooling with, but I ain't no dummy. That is not a shy piece. But, yeah, thank you for coming through. I appreciate you showing love to the show again. And grateful that you were inspired to press one and share your energy with us tonight. Already. That was Tony B doing her thing on the mic. So we're going to find out who the show killer is. We're going to go to the last caller. We got 251 in the building.
Hey, what's going on, people?
What's going down? Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to on the mic tonight.
Yeah, I heard about, my name is Hiram Ether. I heard about the show from Sister Gina Storm. She got up on here and spit, so I thought I'd go ahead and hit that one myself.
Already, man. First time caller, first time pressing one.
however it go, man, I'm glad that you made it. Glad you've enjoyed the show enough to want to share your porch with us and press one. So, man, what do you think of the show?
Yeah, man, I can't front. You know what I mean? It's a dope showcase. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you for the platform. You know what I mean? I had a pretty rough day today. And, you know, when she shared the link with me to call in, I said, yeah, maybe this is just what I need. You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, with everybody on here sharing their creativity, yeah, it did what it was supposed to do.
Yo, that's what's up, man. Very thankful for that. Thanks, Gina Storr, for sharing the link and giving my man an opportunity to come through and check us out. Again, I'm glad that you felt the need to press one, man, so I'm going to let you do what you came to do. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Appreciate it. In the inner cities, they're rioting because the cops shot at them. Playing target practice and justice, they keep denying them. All we hear are excuses from those of privilege and cop apologists who turn a blind eye to racism disguised as politics. So much defamation and slander, then they police our candor to maliciously minimize and then dismiss our rights to anger. The idea of us accumulating wealth was one that they couldn't handle. So the vandals went into our affluent neighborhoods and reduced them to shambles. I'd like to reintroduce you to this system, the one that recognizes our progress in order to meet it with resistance. Large companies were given federal incentives to leave our communities, created a sense of despair that disrupted our unity. And no matter what they threw at us, we rose above it beautifully. But still, I'm tired of them doing things with the intention of trying to ruin me. Slavery still exists under conditions of the 13th Amendment. Owners of private prisons do business with judges and other members of the judicial system. Corrupt cops plant evidence, trump charges in many cases of nonviolent offenses, so inmates can work for a few pennies while the owners are raking in millions. This is why I'm on this mission. These times are vicious. They recognize the God within me before they criminalize my existence, and I can't stand the racist propaganda. Nightly news, racist banter in front of those cameras ain't so random. The alt-right rally in VA, politicians help them plan it. They stoke the fires of oppression, hoping intense emotions will help them stand it. They do the most dirt while they got us Africans in America branded. Social and cultural engineering has left us broken like Moses' Ten Commandments. Marcus Garvey's planning our exodus. Why they plan to keep up mess with us? They sabotage those boats at the docks who want to continue oppressing us. In a sick and twisted way, they treasure it. Even obsessed with us. They had to keep us here because everything that has ever made America great would have left with us. Thank you.
Ooh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You did not have to go that hard at the end of this piece, dog. You set me up. You set me up, man. You was just you just kind of like spitting a little bit, and then you set me up, dog. I wasn't ready for that flow at the end, but you killed it. You killed that flow at the end of that piece, bro. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you motherfucking spit. That's what I like. Bruh, that's tough right there, man. I like that piece. Look, I got to point out something, man, because even though you was flowing, that real shit you just said, everything you said was real, but what sticks out to me is what a lot of people may not understand about how slavery is alive today through the prison system. That part of your poem is so prevalent, such a big thing. Many people really don't understand how the inner workings of that is basically holding up a lot of what America is able to do right now. So many companies are making this profit off of black bodies. The large amount, the percentage of black people that are in jail right now is not a coincidence. And as tough as your poem is, brother, that right there is the realest of real that I relate to in that piece. And if people have not seen the 13th on Netflix, you might want to check it out.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
Alrighty, man. Appreciate you coming through and doing your thing. Hopefully, you know, you don't become, you know, a stranger If you're on Facebook, you know, please put your information on the event page so we can all, you know, catch up with you, follow you, friend you, however you want to get down. And anything that you may want to share with us on that event page, you know, feel free to do that as well, man. Hopefully, again, you know, you'll come through and share, you know, this powerful poetry you got with us.
For sure, with it, man. I appreciate you. Like I say, I appreciate you for the platform and, you know what I'm saying, allowing me on there. I know y'all, it's kind of late, you know, y'all doing your thing, but again, I appreciate it.
No doubt, man. That's what we try to use this last hour for. Sometimes we have, you know, people all the way to the last second. Sometimes we end up having a little bit of time, but, you know, this last overtime hour, man, is definitely for trying to get the poets who came late an opportunity to spit. You know, such a long show, but it goes by so quickly, man. You never really understand how difficult it is sometimes to get people in the last hour. So I'm glad that you made it in, and I'm glad you enjoyed the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you again.
Already. Man, look. This has been one of those nights. This has been something that all of us have been looking forward to. You know, y'all been in the inbox. Y'all been sharing love. You know, I just want to point out that it's not lost on us how often you guys tell us how important the show has been for y'all. It's not lost on me. It's not lost on Kim. It's not lost on Taraji. It's not lost on For Real, you know, the Epiphany hosts. We really appreciate that you guys still rock with us every week. Every time we come up, y'all are here sharing your work, you know, giving us that really good energy to keep coming back. Because quite honestly, without that, you know, we wouldn't be here. This is all about love. All that we do here is about the love of poetry and the respect of poetry and the respect of poets, the respect of these pens and the gift that we have, and you guys used it tonight. You guys spoke up. You guys said what you had to say about current events. You said what you had to say about the people in your lives. You said what you had to say about yourself, and that's a beautiful thing. And again, I'm grateful for that. I'm humbled that you guys continue to rock with me. So with that being said, you know, we're going to go ahead and end the show here. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we out.
Super Tinny, 21 pounds. I'm not a typical arrogant American on prescribed medicine. I'm sick as I ever been. Rolling out of the dealership in the McLaren. These rappers is Peter Pan, I'm Pan-African. Space Invader blacking them. Mixing Alexander McQueen with Hayter Ackerman. Real rapture in the form of a living man. I don't give a damn, not a mortal can test me. See, I don't get a chance. I'm a high priest and a wild beast. Once warrior, now chief. The mouthpiece of the foul east. And I'm a rock'em sock'em robot hop. I drop bombs, any flow I got. Come at you like .com, you should know I'm not. For the run of the mill drill, I'm still trill. The flamethrower, the real deal. I don't go aside with your oddness, your highness. It's with a pantheon of the gods, as I promise. I know for being brutally honest. If lyricism is fairer true to you, then rewind this. I'ma kill him, but it ain't about to be with kindness. I believe the industry about to see a conquest. Changing of the mindset, money's just a concept. Never been an object, even when my mother was living up in the project. Now my rating is high than young Richard Pryor yet. Still speaking my mind, just in a different dialect.
It takes two to make anthropology, the student and the studied. That being the case, it is time for the study to examine the student and to evaluate its own self.
I've seen it all and had it all, and I ain't mad at all. This rapper talks, grabbing sounds like a cannonball, staying up all night, throwing my sleep pattern off. I need a doctor on call, a Keith Adderall. Position of my commission is trilateral. You fucking with me, you tripping for trying that at all. I mess around, make a call, get the gat involved. I know people, it's a small world after all. My credit card say it's all world at the mall. My broad looking like the Cinderella at the ball. Reborn every January like a Capricorn. From downtown, no Ryan Lewis and Macklemore. It's yours truly, I'm Paul Mooney, I'm George Clooney. I'm fully immersed in the craft, bringing awards to me. The bass player said he gon' sue me. I gave a finger to him, the Lord gave a round of applause to me. My soul winning, I've been gon' tenin'. Cold sentence, scroll pinning, nigga gone till it's no limit. The vision came to me so vivid. My observation was
bunch of money for the taking, I'ma go and get it. Y'all know my everyday lay no costume. I murk rappers and they can't play no possum. Another studio, but it's the same old outcome. I told my niggas fall vicious, baby, we got one. Listen.
Scholarship and free dedicated artists would reveal a singularly important thing. Racism was and is not only a mark of ignorance, yeah. It was and is a monumental fraud.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Sonny, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love. Oh.